Remember the Biosphere, the giant terrarium that a group of people built and moved into back in the 90s to do research and more fully understand how ecosystems work? It was actually called Biosphere 2 because the Earth is the original biosphere. Jonathan Hirsch from KUOW's environment podcast Terrestrial has the story now about the origins of the experiment and the role a guy named Steve Bannon, yes, that Steve Bannon, played in its demise.
The biosphere sits in Oracle, Arizona, just outside of Tucson. Laser Vantillo is a mechanical engineer, and he was there for the construction in 1987.
So it was a hustle and bustle of people creating a new world.
A new world its creators thought should contain a bit of the whole world, literally. Ocean, farmland, savanna, rainforest. But underneath this new planet, instead of dirt, there was a laboratory outfitted with sensors to measure everything up above. Nitrogen levels in the soil, oxygen levels in the atmosphere. The person who first came up with the idea was this guy named John Allen. He had a bunch of projects, starting back in the 60s. A theater troupe, collective farm, a ship that sailed all over the globe. And then, the biosphere. Vantillo met Allen while he was sailing around the globe and decided to join the team.
So to me, it was adventure. I was really into exploration as well as the ecology.
By 1991, the Biosphere Project was a joint venture between Allen's team and Texas billionaire Edward Bass and had raised tens of millions of dollars. And in March of that year, eight crew members embarked on their first mission, 2 years sealed inside the 3-acre dome of the biosphere. Along with Laser Vantillo, Gay Alling was part of the crew. She says there were lots of challenges, food, water, oxygen levels. But at the end of the first 2-year mission, the crew members still felt that the problems inside the biosphere could help fix the problems outside, on Earth.
If we had known all about our biosphere, building Biosphere 2 would have been really easy. We didn't know, and we didn't know as we walked in the door how a biosphere works. We still don't really know.
Then it came time for the second mission. Pascal Maslin was a crew member, and she says that from the start, there was increasing pressure to show the biosphere was a success. And just 4 weeks into the mission, the crew received a video call. It was the two consultants Bass had recently hired to audit the biosphere budget, Martin Bowen, who'd been hired to manage Bass's money, and another consultant, a guy named Steve Bannon.
We got called into mission control, and there was this V-shaped table with a camera on us and a big television screen. And so we were sitting there in front of Martin Bowen and Steve Bannon and everybody, saying that they had taken over the biosphere and the old management team had been removed.
Yeah, Steve Bannon. The same Steve Bannon who would later run Breitbart News and serve as an advisor to President Donald Trump. According to the project's main backer, Ed Bass, the biospherians were chronically over budget. And the kinds of innovations that would make the biosphere a good investment, they weren't happening fast enough. So he brought on Bowen and Bannon. But the old management wasn't ready to give up. Pascal says Gay, Laser, and John Allen were in Japan when all this happened. In John Allen's memoir, he describes collapsing to the ground in tears of grief when he heard the news. As for Gay and Laser, they got on a plane to Arizona and arrived shortly after the takeover. They hiked through the desert, using back roads to get to the biosphere.
And then they came into the biosphere, that they opened all the doors, and then the lungs are set up.
The lungs were a mechanized system that controlled air pressure. But the lungs were also fitted with a hammer on a chain that could break a small piece of glass from the dome, which would halt the experiment. Basically, it was a big stop button.
So Laser went in there and pulled that chain and broke the glass, so he ended the experiment, is what happened.
Everyone I spoke to for this story was hesitant to talk about Steve Bannon's involvement in the project. But Pascal did comment on where Bannon ended up years later, going from managing the biosphere to playing a critical role in the first year of the Trump presidency.
He's a master of hostile takeovers, isn't he? And, you know, at least at the beginning of this administration, it looked like he was orchestrating it.
Bannon, of course, is no longer a part of the Trump administration. Shortly after leaving, however, he told Bloomberg News that he was, quote, going to war for Trump against his opponents on Capitol Hill, in the media, and in corporate America, end quote. And again, just to be clear, Bannon was brought on as the interim CEO of the biosphere by Ed Bass. As for the biosphere, after several more months, the second mission was terminated. Eventually, the facility was sold to Columbia University, who later sold it to the University of Arizona. It's since been open to the public. However, no researchers live inside. For Here and Now, I'm Jonathan Hirsch.